In this topic, we are looking at Abigail and the courage to respond wisely around male folly. This is an important topic for women who want to become confident around men because not every male presence is safe, mature, or ordered. Some men are godly and steady, some are confused, some are impulsive, some are proud, some are emotionally volatile, some create chaos and expect women to absorb it. A woman growing in biblical confidence needs discernment for all of that. Abigail's story is powerful because she was not dealing with a small misunderstanding. She was living near a foolish man, Nabal, whose pride and harshness put the whole household in danger. And when David, already angry and prepared for bloodshed, moved toward that situation, Abigail stepped into a charged male conflict with remarkable wisdom. She did not panic, she did not freeze, she did not become dramatic, she did not fuel male ego, she did not stand back and pretend danger was holiness. She discerned, moved, spoke, and intervened. This matters for Christian women because many women lose confidence around men, not only because of attraction, but because of male energy that feels unstable, forceful, foolish, or unsafe. Some women become intimidated by it. Others become overly nurturing and try to fix it. Others become hard and reactive. But Abigail shows another way. She remained feminine without becoming fragile. She remained respectful without becoming passive. She remained courageous without becoming reckless. That is the kind of confidence this course wants to form. A woman should learn how to recognize dangerous male energy. Sometimes that energy looks loud and obvious. Sometimes it looks charismatic, persuasive, wounded, intense, or just under pressure. But if a man's pride, anger, impulsiveness, self-importance, or emotional instability is creating disorder, a woman should not romanticize that. Discernment begins with naming what is happening. Is this man teachable? Is he safe? Does he honor boundaries? Does he calm conflict or escalate it? Does he take responsibility or blame others? Does he carry strength with self-control? Or does he use intensity to dominate the room? These are not small questions. Women often get into trouble when they confuse male intensity with depth, brokenness with specialness, or instability with masculinity. Abigail helps us because she was able to see clearly. She knew Nabal was acting like a fool. She knew David was moving in dangerous anger. She also knew she had to respond in a way that honored truth and protected life. That kind of intervention requires composure. Composure is not the absence of feeling. It is ordered feeling under God. Abigail surely felt pressure, urgency, and fear, but she did not let fear govern her. She acted with intelligent courage. This is especially important for women in ministry, family systems, workplaces, and church life. You may at times be around men whose energy is disordered. You may be tempted to soothe them too quickly, flatter them, spiritually excuse them, or overestimate your ability to rescue them. But wise intervention does not mean emotional fusion. It means seeing clearly, staying grounded, and acting truthfully. For some women, confidence around men grows when they realize they are allowed to recognize disorder without feeling guilty. You are not ungodly because you notice red flags. You are not unkind because you refuse chaos. You are not unfeminine because you name folly. Abigail teaches us that wise women can stand in hard places and remain women of peace. What not to do? Do not romanticize dangerous male energy. Do not call instability strength. Do not assume every foolish man needs your rescue. Do not freeze because you want to seem nice. Do not become harsh in order to feel strong. Do not ignore your discernment when something clearly feels wrong. In the next video, we will look at specific pitfalls women face in these situations, especially naivete, fixing, emotional entanglement, and ignoring warning signs.